Your Daily Devo for April 15th, 2022, titled The Great Question, written by H.C. Wilson, read by Matthew Teege. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" Acts chapter 2, verse 37. The chair of the pastoral search committee called, "We have called 17 people to consider becoming our pastor. None of them are interested." You wouldn't be interested, would you? Some questions require a little contemplation and are easy to answer. But that is not always the case. Other questions are more complicated. An attending physician informed a woman that if she stopped her dialysis treatments, she would pass away soon, perhaps within a week or even a few days. He then asked a question that required contemplation and was not easy to answer. What do you want to do? Every day we face questions. The vast majority merely address the routines of life. All we need are quick answers. Some questions, however, are more consequential and require a considered response. A few questions, a very few, are truly epic. Epic questions impact our lives, heavenly and often permanently. Epic questions are generated when the circumstances of life lead to a truly defining moment. "Brothers, what shall we do?" was a truly epic question. It was the apostles' great question. It is our great question. When faced with the clear claim of the gospel, it is the universal question, truly epic in size and scope. We can give all thanks to God for all who heard the epic question and responded with an epic answer. Today's action step: allow your questions to lead you to the answer.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.